Join us as we strive to relieve human suffering around the world and share the life-giving message of Jesus Christ.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
There has to be a paradigm shift in our thinking so that we think in line with His Word. God is what His Word says He is. And if you don't know the promises, if you don't know what God has said in His Word, you need to find some things out about what God says in His Word about you and about how He feels about you, what He thinks about you, what He has planned for you. When you start to understand that and embrace that, you become wealthy in the kingdom. In other words, you start to be full of faith. And so now transactions start happening on a regular basis. Stuff start happening, and people are wondering, how is that happening? Tell me what's going on. All you can say is, it's God. Come on. All you can say is, it's God. God gave me faith, and he gave me understanding how to open doors. He said, knock, and it'll be open to you. He said, ask, and it'll be given to you. He said, seek, and you'll find it. Come on, somebody. I said, he gave you faith. You have faith to interact and transact in the kingdom. And it comes through a release. I wasn't going to share this, but I'm going to share this tonight. In Africa and India, I remember being in Africa. And we were in Pastor was with me. We were in a hotel, a really nice hotel, and we were eating breakfast. But, you know, it was a huge hotel, beautiful place. They had, like, springbok. I guess they were trained because, you know, they weren't galloping all around. And they had monkeys that would come out of the trees. And if you didn't watch, if you, like, put your food down in the spot and go away, them little black and white monkeys, they'd be all over your stuff, and they get it and they go. But you know how they catch monkeys? Let me give an example that's going to fall in line with this teaching on faith and on release. Where they catch monkeys from times long ago, even till today, in India, places in Africa, some places, they'll make these earthen vessels, and they'll have a stem on them, very narrow, and you can see in them, and, you know, it'll be glass, and they'll put a banana down in there, or some nice shiny stuff that monkeys, you know, want to get to. So what the monkeys will do, they'll come and they'll stick their hand down in there. And they'll grab the banana, and they'll be so excited about having the banana, they won't let it go. So they can't get the hand out. Even when you come up on them, they'll be holding on to that banana, so they won't let go, and now you got the monkey. You see, sometimes when it comes to poverty, people are holding on to stuff that won't let go, but it got them trapped. If they only let it go, they'd be free. But they done stuck their hand out, and it's all they got. But they hold on to it so tight, they won't let it go, and now they're trapped. That's how poverty works. Because whenever there's a breaking of a bondage, there's a release of something. There's a release. There's something to be released. And when we do it in faith, we'll have whatsoever we ask. You know, one thing about a farmer never plants a seed that he hasn't named. He don't know what kind of, he just throw a seed out there. You don't know, what is that? Well, I don't know. I'm just planting for a harvest. Huh? And another thing, a farmer never mingles seed. Let's go to this next one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John 5 and 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Now, we need to, and I won't do it tonight, but decipher and expound on that in the literal Greek. Because sometimes the King James or other translations, they leave you kind of iffy, you know. And we know that he hear us whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions. Right away in someone's mind who hasn't, you know, fully been delivered in their mind, they're thinking, okay, well, God will hear them. See, God's not like man. Man can hear you and won't do anything. Or will choose not to do something. Go back to that verse before that. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And right there are some other little pop-ups. Because the first thing the devil tell you, well, that ain't according to God's will. Right? I don't know if that's God's will. But we just read, he said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. He said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. See, I lost 95% of y'all right there. You bobbing and weaving, but you're struggling. See, here's where we have to pull some stops. First of all, I'm not asking God for just any old thing. I'm his child. Hello, you're his child. Oftentimes, the Holy Spirit put unction on you. See, God is not limited to, you know, you doing this or that. A lot of times, the angels, we're compassed about by a great cloud of witnesses that are watching what decisions we make so that the angels can get behind it. God is not in a box where you got to do it doom, 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 or else God can't move. No. Your heart is right. You moving in faith. God has manifold wisdom. He can get you to point B, amen, taking you north rather than going south. God will get you to Miami, amen, headed north on 95. You're thinking the only way you get there is 95 on the turnpike south. God says, no, I'll show you another way. I can get you there. You got faith to get there? I'll get you there. And I can get you there faster than you can get there yourself. Come on, see, this is getting God out of the box. This is faith. Because, see, God may have something while you're going north on 95. There may be something God has for you there. First of all, before you that you thought you couldn't get but in Miami. But you run across it there, and then God takes you on your trip. Some of us need to understand how he works is by faith. It's the currency in the kingdom. It's how the kingdom functions. He doesn't have to take you A, B, C, D. You have faith when B don't show up. God says, that's all right. That's all right. Just keep moving. Keep your faith buoyant. B gonna show up when I want it to. Everything gonna fall into line. See, when I'm gonna give you a definition of that word. When the Lord said he commanded the ravens, he commanded the widow woman. That word is full of power. It's not like just God just told him. No, that thing means to align. That means to align with a person. See, God told Elijah, I got stuff that's got to align with you. It doesn't matter what the situation is, whether it's poverty, lack, whether it's inanimate, whether it's an animal. Don't you know the beasts of the field are going to be in league with the people of God? A lion that would devour some others ain't going to be able to devour me or you. They ain't even going to be hungry when you come around. But oh, when the enemy steps up in there, all of a sudden they are ferocious, man-eating lions. Somebody say faith. Well, break some of these chains, break some of these bondages, break some of these humanistic thinking and live in that realm that is called faith, because that's where our currency is. Faith is the culture of the kingdom. I got to rush. Romans chapter 4, verse 3. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Faith is the culture of the kingdom. Abraham was righteous because of faith. The very culture of the kingdom, he became part of the culture. He became righteous because of his faith. Help me, somebody. I don't think some of y'all got that. He didn't become righteous because of his works. It was counted unto him for righteousness because of his faith. That's where it started. That's the culture of the kingdom. A lot of people try to work their way, do good work, you know, penance and stuff like that doesn't count. It's your faith that makes you righteous. And then out of that should stem a work of faith or a fruit of faith. But it's your faith that is the culture of the kingdom. It's your faith that has made you part of the family of God. It's your faith that has made you a kingdom citizen. It's your faith that has made you righteous. I'm righteous because I believe. Not because I come to church. Not because I read my Bible. Coming to church, reading the Bible, paying the tithe, all these things are a fruit of righteousness. We are righteous because of Christ. We put our faith in him. And Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Abraham was not perfect. He made mistakes. He sinned. He failed. But he was counted righteous. That's all that counts. How does God see you? Somebody else might see you cockeyed. How does God see you? Does he see you righteous? He sees you righteous if you have faith. If you are operating in faith. It's sad but true. You know, some people have character flaws, but they got faith. They'll mess you up, but they got faith. Chapter 1, verse 17, and I'm going to have to stop. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The kingdom of God lives and breathes by faith. It's alive by faith. It's not just an inanimate object. There's life and movement and blessing and inspiration and involvement and interaction, all ignited and initiated by faith. There's a whole nother world going on around you every day. You can tap into it by faith and go to moving with God by faith and enjoy the grace, the goodness, the spoils, the joy, the victory, the conquest, the triumph of faith. The just shall live by faith, and herein is the kingdom revealed. The righteousness revealed from faith to faith to faith to faith.
We have come to the close of part 11, The Faith Crisis, One Size Fits All, part 2. Faith is what governs God's kingdom. When the enemy brings up your past, remind him of his future. Faith is what keeps you moving forward. The sword of faith is the only weapon used to move forward. The Bible declares in Mark 11 and 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.